following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, it has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Pei Hei. And we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah. Ein mevi'in lo mibeit ha-zevalim, v'lo mibeit ha-shelachin, v'lo mibeit ha-ilam, v'im mevi kasher. So it's not lechatchila to be brought the omer. There's a little machlokas Rashi tells us whether there's a reference as well to the shtei alechem. Certainly the last part of the Mishnah is mentioning the what is posel is for omer nachon. But this is b'di'avad kasher, im mevi kasher. However, a beit ha-zevalim, Rashi learns a beit ha-zevalim means similar to beit. In other words, the Beit HaShelachim means a field that requires water, which is Shaleach Mayim Al Pnei Chutzot, so it requires artificial irrigation, and therefore is always a little bit thirsty. So the grain, because it needs irrigation, is not quite as good. And therefore, Beit HaZivalim, by the same logic, would mean a field that requires artificial zibul, which is fertilizing. However, the Rambam learns, fertilizing is part of the normal activity of agriculture, the Beit HaZivalim is things that are grown essentially in a landfill. So it's a dump. So this is tvua that would be grown between piles of zevel. That already may be very nice for the fertilizer, but the old batteries in there probably aren't doing the grain any good. Nor if there are trees that are planted in the field together, because the trees will sap the nourishment that the grain could use. However, if you did use such a thing, as long as the grain isn't itself damaged, it's kosher. The way that we prepared a field for taking the Omer was Nora Shanari Shana. It was left deeply plowed, but not worked, in other words, not planted for a year. The second year it was planted. Now it doesn't say over here whether it needed to be plowed again, which that the Gemara is going to talk about. It was Zorua Kodem LePesach Shivim Yom. The planting was 70 days before Pesach, which is the time at which it gets just the right sun to encourage the barley to grow. Vu oses solet miruba, and that makes it have a lot of solet. Ketzad bodek ha-gizbar. How does the gizbar check to see whether the solet has been properly sifted? Machnis yado letochan, he puts his hand inside of the solet. Alaba avak psula. If there is any avak on his hand, it's posel. Ad sheyinapena, until he sends it back to be sifted again. The imhitlia, if either the actual solat or the grains had worms in them, then the whole thing is posel. Now this Mishnah makes absolutely no sense to a modern reader, because the finer the flour is, the more avak is going to be on it. This is absolutely absurd. This is, of course, because we don't know what solet is. Solet is not what we call flour. The actual, I don't know how Uncle Art explains it over here, but here's the explanation. You look in Uncle Art afterwards, they'll tell me if we agree. I really want to know. The original word, actually, for flour was not used for what we call, it was semolina. Semolina comes from semida. It's actually its root. Is in Hebrew, or actually Aramaic. So it's a Semitic root. Samad means to crush. Semida is crushed flour. Now, you know, the Gemara very often goes into the various cereal grains. How many times are they split? So it goes the three times, the four times, the different levels of grain, which all to us all sounds weird. What is this? And the fact is that the grinding process, once upon a time, was to create what we now use. We still use semolina. We use it for pasta. Or couscous. So it wasn't flour, what we call flour at all. It was grains of wheat. Grains of wheat that had flour in it was viewed as low quality. Flour was low quality. It's like paste. Whereas real semolina, semida, which is what was used in the Gemara, we're actually going to use the word today in the Gemara, was an extremely clean, broken up chita, which meant that it still included the germ. It was very rich, it was very healthy, not what's all washed away today. And that, which is really from a particular type of wheat that can be used to produce that type of thing, although theoretically you can make it from any kind of grain, that was what they used to use. If it still had the avak, you remember the whole process to remove with a small filter, then the large filter, the small filter, then the large filter that the commission discussed earlier, that was to remove on both ends, to remove any what we would call flour, which is avak, which they didn't want, and to remove the stones on the other end, and that way you're left with the grain, with the cracked up grain. So you would put your hands in, and it would be like sand, and it would just fall through your fingers, but there wouldn't be anything that would stick to your fingers. So it's an entirely different idea than the way we view it.
And solet's rather than flour.
No, solet is wheat, but it's ground into little particles, which is granular. That's
sand.
Sandlot.
Couscous.
Right. It's used for making couscous. Again, it depends, like the Gemara talks about, into how many pieces you'll crack a single grain of wheat, but that's how sensitive they were. Do you crack it into 2, 4, 6? Well, those were different types of cereal grains that the Gemara discusses elsewhere.
And the powder that we call flour
is completely crushed up wheat after removing most of the good stuff, including the bad stuff as well. And they use that for paste. They didn't use that for eating. Right. Okay. So that explains what's going on over here. All right. Says the Mishnah Ketzer Osen. Wait, I wanted to ask you. So what is the art scroll? Don't even talk about it.
Doesn't even address it.
That is so weird.
He just asks if he uses a glove.
That is so strange because the modern reader reads, what the heck? Can you imagine? So the Braita says, the Mishnah says Ketzer Osah Nara Shana Rishona. Now, and it doesn't explain whether the second year you rely on the original Harisha or whether you're supposed to do a normal Harisha for that year too. So Yiboilu, Heichika Omar, Nara Shana Rishona and Shnia, obviously it's saying the Nara goes on the Shnia, plus Bishnia your Zor'ah. Or maybe it just means literally. Narasha Narishona, the second year, you don't need to do a new Harisha. And you're just Zor'a below Nara. Well, Toshma, let's take a look at the bride. The Tanya Omer of Yossi, the truth is we would have brought the Chitim from Kurziyim or Kvarachim, except that they're so far away. But Ilmalei, if those towns would have been Smuchot, Shein Smuchot, Yerushalayim, oh, you may be in the end. I mean, there's no way to get it there that fast, but we would have brought it from there. Lefisha ing mevina ta omer, ela min hasadot hamudramot ve hamenunarot. The only way we can bring the omer is from fields that are facing south, so that means that they're on a diagonal, positioned the same way your solar water heaters would be positioned to face the sun, and you need to have made sure that you were, as the Mishnah said, Nara, that they were left completely without planting for the year, and their dafka made menu narot lika, shebehen chama zorachat, umehen chama shokat, so that they capture the sun as it's rising in the south and as it's setting in the south. And therefore, the whole day long, basically, the grain is attuned to the stimulation of the hours of the 70 days before Pesach, so that it's encouraged to grow. Ketzad oseh nara shana rishona ushnia choresh. Whoops, here we go. The second year you do a harisha, plus shana, you do a second harisha. So in other words, this field is very deeply plowed the second year. And then zorah kodem lepesach shivim yom, kidei sheteis vucha lechama, v'osa kone zeret v'shibolet zeratayim. This field is so enriched that it's going to raise barley in which there's twice as much grain as there is stalk. That's how rich it is. And then you do the Ketzira, and then your Ma'amer, and then Disha, and then winnow it, and Borer, V'tochin, and Marakeid, and the final product, your Mevi Eitzel Gizbar, you bring it to the Gizbar of Hegdesh, and he personally checks it. Gizbar Machnis Yadola Tocha, Imal Taba Avak, if there's still any of what we would call flour in it, Omer Lo, he will tell him, take it back, and do another sifting. Chazor v'napalotah, we can't use this. So Chazor v'napalotah shniya, Mishum Rabbi Natan Omru, that's not what the Gizbar actually used to do, the final cleaning. And what he would do is, with sach yado shemen, he would first make his hand sticky by using olive oil on it. Umachnis utochai, would put his hand in it, and would keep doing this, cleaning off whatever came up, until everything that was in it would have come up on his face. There's no way to really get it clean enough just by doing another sifting. So he would actually push around his fingers in all of the grains. Anything that wasn't the actual grain of the solot would become attached to his oily finger. And then, achimale kol avaka, that's the only way to get rid of all of the flour from the solot.
Effectively, the field would have been plowed three times.
So according to this, then it means that you need to have Nora the first year and a double Harish the second year, which makes it very clear that your Choresh Vishoneh the second time means that in the second year you definitely need Harisha. Wait a minute. This Braita can't possibly be explaining the Mishnah, because the only option that you had of understanding the Mishnah, the other option, was that Nara went only on the first year, or Nara went on the second year as well. But there was no way of reading the Mishnah that you need to be Chayrish V'Shoyna. That doesn't make any sense. So anyway, the Braita clearly is not an expansion on the Mishnah. I mean, this is a whole new Shita. So the question as to understanding the Mishnah still stands. Does the Mishnah mean Nara first year and second year? Or does it mean Nara first year and second year, just go ahead and plant? Because, I mean, no matter what you do with our Mishnah, it's not going to match the Braita. The Braita is saying that there was a double Harish in the second year. So anyway, we're going to have to find our proof as to the Tana's intent in our Mishnah. We're going to have to find it from somewhere else. So the Ta'amech L'shitatcha, that this is supposed to be an explanation of our Mishnah, it's impossible. Matinite lo katani shona, for sure the Mishnah doesn't hold of this Braita. It says only Nara, and that may mean one time in the second year, but the Braita, katani shona. No, that doesn't bother me, you see. Hello, Kash, I'll tell you. Because there is, if Nara meant to be Nara Rishona Vishniya, then I can make it match the Braita. It's true that if it didn't mean that, so then I can't make it match the Braita. And that's exactly my Raya. Because the truth is that there would be two different ways of understanding it. Because our Mishnah, it says Nara, meaning first and second year, and doesn't mean anything, doesn't say anything about the Shona at all. It's talking about that this field had been a field that had been in use for years before that. So it's already been well plowed up for years, and it was producing. It's not the first time we're using this field. Then you're right. You need to do an awful lot of work to loosen up the soil, get rid of all of the large clods and so on. So kan ba'avuda, kan b'she'ina avuda. This is, therefore, accounts for the difference in the Mishnah, where it doesn't say shoneh, so then you would still require only one Harisha the second year, and Nara the entire first year. And here it's talking about b'she'ina avuda. That we could say. So I'm not sure. I'm simply not sure. It may well be also, I mean, I can't be absolutely certain of this, that maybe indeed in the Mishnah we're talking about not a Nara for the second year. And if it was Avodah, you wouldn't need Nara at all. So now I'm left back to trying to figure out what's going on. Because if I'm telling you there's a difference between Avodah and Eina Avodah, I don't know how far that difference extends. Whether the Nara is Dafka the first year, as we suggested, or Nara's first year and second year. And to account for the difference of Shodeh, that's what the Avodah does. Therefore, I have to ask you, so bottom line, my Aviyala, I mean, now I don't know what to do. I don't have a riot anymore. Toshma. Okay, let's take a look at this bright. The Tanya.
Also, since then, according to that, the Mishnah is talking about it already was cultivated. And what's the advice here? Just let it lie fallow for a year to increase?
Maybe that's all. How do I know what it means about the second year? Right. I mean, yes, it's clear in the Braita, but the Braita, we still have a taina that the Braita can't be referring to precisely the same case. So if it's not referring precisely to the same case, how do I know how much it's not referring to the same case?
Is there a difference between Harisha and Hira?
Yes, Nara means long-term leaving fallow.
No plowing.
Plowing and then leaving fallow. No planting. No post.
The action is the same.
In order to plant.
Yeah, it's a different, we call it differently because it's serving a different function. When we say it's in advance of planting, so then it's called a harisha. So therefore, see the word nar comes from the same word as nirin or batei nirin. So it's a reference to the actual, not to the act. It's a reference to a field that you would see with rows of dirt. You can't use that word for Harisha because that's not what you're going to see in the field. So for Harisha, pre-Zriya, we refer to the act rather than to the result, because the result is only there for a couple of days. We're going to go ahead now and be Zoray and plow it under. So it's a completely different focus. So let's take a look at this bright. Nar chetzia v'zorei achetzia. Nar chetzia v'zorei achetzia. So here it says you take a field. The field that's going to be used for the Omer would be alternating years. Half of the field would be used for Zriah and half would be left with nearing. And that would mean that you do not need a separate, doesn't say anything about over here, about using a separate harisha for the next year. Okay, so you see apparently that you don't need it, since this is a sada avodah. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ein bebiyina to omer ala mit hasadot hamudramot shebe'eretz Yisrael, shebe'en chama zorachat, shebe'en chama shoka'at, tanya namihachi, abba sha'ul omer, omer, in point of fact, they used to bring the Omer from Bik'at Beit Makla, and the field that was used for the Omer was itself Kibat Shalosh Sa'ina, I thought, was very miyuchad. It produced exactly what we needed for the Omer, and it was a sada that was precisely positioned to catch the sun, a mudremet, Uba Chama Zorachat Umimena Chama Shokat, which became the dogma for our rooftop solar heaters. Nar chetzia v'zorea chetzia, nar chetzia v'zorea chetzia, which means, of course, kebat shalosh sa'in from chetzia, obviously, as the Mefarshim speak out. Rav Chilkiah Bar Tuvi had in his property a corner like that. So he had a karna de ara, a little piece of land that was precisely positioned in that way, and he took this advice, nar chetzia v'zara chetzia, nar chetzia v'zara chetzia, and of the al-chatre, he would get double the output of a normal field, and he used to sell these chitin for samida. Of course, samida is the high-quality solet that we use. And in fact, the sam, as I pointed out before, is the source of the word semolina, is from the Aramaic, not from the Greek.
So did he profit from this? In other words, he got the same yield.
Yes, clearly he profited because he was able to sell it for semolina.
The grain of the promise.
Right. The quality of the grain. In other words, he didn't lose anything in the quantity because it produced double the amount, and he got a higher grain. Ve'im hitliya pisula. If, said the Mishnah, it was talua. Now, it doesn't define what we call hitliya. Tanu Rabbanan. Solet shehitliya ruba is pisula. For that matter, the chitin out of which I want to make the solet shehitliya ruban would also be pisula. But when you say ruban, what do you mean? Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, do you mean rov chitan or rov sa'ar? You're talking about most of a particular seed itself, of a particular grain, or do you mean most of the grain in the sa'ar? Is that what we're talking about?
Is what? Wormy?
Is wormy. Take it. Boy, Rabbi, hikdishan. How about if somebody went, took that type of grain, or solek, and he was magdishit to the mizbeach? Now, normally, if you're magdish la mizbeach, you're over on an Isser, lo yikrav, which we darsha means not only to bring it on the Mizbeach, not to bring it near for the Mizbeach, and you're over on a lav, which you get malchus for being magdish at the Mizbeach. This is an insult. So would this be included in the din of bal mum? And this is mamash, a pasuk of mum bo, or it's just that it's pasuk? So maush yelake mishum bal mum. Do we say kiven the pasul? It's the equivalent of a balmum in a vegetable. Oh, Dilma, in balmum ela bidei maor. Does a balmum mean literally a balmum as defined with the 70 mumin that appear in the Torah? Mao, take. Tznan Atam, we have, interestingly, even a further extension of this din. Because here we're talking about the living grain. There we're talking about the living animal. But how about the non-living part, which is the wood itself? Remember, you bring wood for the Mizbeach, it's also a carbon. So, kol etch nimtza bo tola'at pasul l'gabei Mizbeach. That's only if the wood still is a little bit ripe. But if it's properly dried, you could simply cut out that part. Gororo. I mean, whatever is wormy, it's not going to leave any kind of mark on the lumber. You're basically talking about lumber when you're talking about bringing that to the Gizrei Etzim. We're literally lumber pieces, properly cut and to size. So there it's kosher.
It's still damp, and the worms are alive.
So then, yeah, then it leaves a mark. It kills the. It's no good. That's not lumber.
Infested.
Yeah, it's infested, exactly. And here too, by Rava, he the show maushi lakela mishum balmum. Is something potzer for the mizbeach the equivalent of a balmum? Al dima in balmum ela bivema take. Zokter elak mishna takoa alpha l'shemen. So takoa in Shevet Asher is AA plus rated for the oil that is brought for the menachot. Abishal Omer, but you can get close in an A rating. Shniala is Regev, and Barnea actually has some of this in his neighborhood, in Ever HaYarden.
The area is today called Ajlun, and when you go into a...
What area?
Regev. Regev. It's called Ajlun. There's a famous castle there, Ajlun Castle. You walk into little shops there. People are pressing oil. You buy it, you know, from homemade places. If you go into the supermarket, the top quality oil is Ajlun oil. And it's refined. It has a sweet, light taste. I haven't tasted anything like it.
What about
you? Thank you. A reporter from the field who has come from Shniala. You can imagine if Shniala was so tasty, what alpha would be like. And here too, we have the same dinim, ein mevi in. Actually, kol haratzot hayukshirot, as we mentioned in the opening mishnah, we said also the same thing legabe the barley. Here legabe the oil, kol haratzot hayukshirot, lemaise mikanayu mevi in, after testing the quality. Ein mevi in lo mi beit hazivalim, velo mi beit hashelachim, velo min mashen yizra beinehem. Here too, we're very careful not to, of course, here we're talking about the opposite. There we're talking about the grain, not the, where the trees bother the grain. Here we're talking about where the grain bothers the trees. V'lo min mashin yizra b'neihem. So if the trees had grain that was between them, the same way that the tree will sap the nourishment from the grain saps nourishment from the tree. But nonetheless, imevi kasher. Ein mevi inat fikanon. The imevi kasher. Different girsaot in how to have that word, but it means, as we'll see, in immature olives. Here it says imevi kasher. We're going to see that's about machloket to the Gemara. Ein mevi min hagargarin shenashu b'mayim. We do not use olives where they've been soaking in water, or lo min hakevashim, not from anything that has been salted or pickled, lo min hashlukim, nor olives that have been cooked, v'im hevi pasul. Vayishlach Yoav takoa, vayikach misham isha chachama. Now, if Yoav knew who he was looking for, then we wouldn't have said he took a smart woman from Tekoa. This is rather strange. Mashma, that Tekoa had a supermarket of smart women. Now, why in the world would he think that? So, Mashna Tekoa? Rav Yochanan, well, I mean, Tekoa is alpha l'shemen. Mitok shirgilim b'shemen zayit. Remember, the menorah is a simen of Chochmah, because of the Shemen Zayit. This was true to the Greeks as well. And therefore, Chochmah mitzuya b'hem. The light that comes is the light of Chochmah. Tan Rabbanan. Yeah, relates to Zikaron as well. Tan Rabbanan mitovel b'shemen raglo. When we're given the brachot asher, where it says, Baruch mibanim asher, this is Chalko Shel Asher Shemoshech Shemen Kemayan. There's a beautiful story in which Pam Achat Nitzruchulayam Anshe Lutkia LeShemen. They once needed an immense amount of Shemen in Lutkia. What?
Today's Latakia. Today's city of Latakia in Syria. Those who read the last Babylon will remember it well.
And minu lehem pulmustus echad, so they appointed an agent that they gave $1 million in cash to. Amru lelech vavelanu shemen b'mea ribu. So he figured out, where's he going to get shemen? He'll go to Yerushalayim. Alach Yerushalayim. They said, what are you crazy? $1 million? And no, those days, $1 million worth of shemen was like $100 million today. Go to Tzor. Tzor is an international commercial center. You'll find it there, maybe. Halach le Tzor. Amrula, we don't have that kind of oil. You got to go to Gush Halav. So Halak LeGush Chalav, he comes to the little town of Gush Chalav. Amrulas, and I said, oh, you know what? Go to George. You know, he's got a field down there. And Lech Etzel Ploni Lesoda Halaz, you'll find it's like after the fourth turn in the road down the path, he'll be in his field. So he goes, Matzo, he finds him, Shaya Ozek Tachat Zeitav. There's this guy looking like he's, you know, an old guy bent over, been working his whole life. And he's sitting there and he's digging these trenches around the bottom of the Zayat, all the water. He looks at him a little bit queerly. He says, you wouldn't happen to have $100 million worth of oil, would you? He says, yeah. Shani tzarich lo. I'm like, yeah, but hold on, I'm busy. I'm tainly hachasayim alakti. So the guy sits there watching him, you know, watching him work in the field. So he finishes his work, he takes his backpack with all of his tools, puts it behind his back. He's walking along, and every time he sees a stone in the way, he picks it up, puts it in there. He's cleaning up as he's going. The guy says to him, come on, you really have $10 million, $100 million of oil? I think, I have a feeling I've been the victim of an elaborate joke. Anyway, he comes into town. Now already he starts being treated like a rich man. So as he walks into town, you know, they bring him hot water with a towel, a fresh bathrobe, you know. And then Otzielo Sefer Shel Zahav, they bring him a gold container which is full of shemen. Tovel bo yodav raglov lekayim hashenema v'tovel b'shemen raglov. And the leachas achlu v'shato, now they eat and drink. He says, all right, here's your $100 million worth of oil. Madad Hashem and Mea Rebo. You need any more? He says to the guy. Well, I'm saying in modern terms. That's what I said. Yeah, it's 1 million. Omarlo, Klumata Tzirkli, do you need any more? I mean, there's lots more where this came from. He says, well, the truth is I really do, but I don't have any money. How do you like that for a switch? Here's the rich, the rich agents coming along to the poor Jew. So he says, I do. Ein belasheni damim. So the guy says, well, you know, I mean, if you need more, I don't mind. I'll give you more, you know. We'll go, I'll walk back to Lutke with you. We'll collect the money. Ima tatzarich likach kach, ani aleichim chave, told him up. So, in the end, gives him another shmonasar ribu. Ama amru lo iniach oto ha'ish lo sus, lo perd, lo gamar, lo chamor, beretiso, shelo secharo. He needed every animal that was available, every rented animal shop in the entire country, in order to transport the amount of oil that he had sold. Givanchi Gialiro, he comes into Lutkia. So the whole city comes out, my God, how did you manage this? You're a genius. So I got Zuan Shayro the Kazam. It's nothing to do with me. It's this poor Shmo over here. The low leak you'll soon buy me. Shumadadli Shemi Bamea Rebo. Now I owe money. Like, there's rich people that they look like multimillionaires. They don't have a dime in the bank, you know? It's like the old Cadillacs in Harlem. And there's the other guy where Mitroshesh, the poor man, is working in his field, but Lomaisa Hon Rav. He's got it all stashed away. Continues the Mishnah, great story. Yeah. Continues the Mishnah, Ein Meviim Lo Mi Beit HaZivalim, and then it continues on as usual. It's the wrong introduction here, because what we're actually going to discuss is the part about the Shemen Anpiknon, which our Mishnah says Ein Mevi Kasher, and yet the Braita says V'atanya that Ein Meviim Anpiknon or Anpikaton Ein Mevi Pasul. If you would bring it, it wouldn't be kosher, because it isn't even oil. It's just saraf. So it's just what we call muhal, which is the leakage of the inner. This is true of all peirot. There's saraf of peirot that isn't viewed as a true oil. So it's junk. Omer of Yosef, that's not a question. I mean, this is a famous machloket. Ha-Rabbi Chia, Ha-Rabbi Rabbi Chia used to throw out Shemen Afiknun, and he wouldn't use it. Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, who of course was a multimillionaire himself, used to use it to be matvale. He used it for his salads. The way to remember is ashirim mekamtzim. The richer you are, the less you throw out. Also very common. When we talk in Megillat Esther of Shisha Chodashim b'Shemen Hamor, my Shemen Hamor, this leads us right back to the same issue. So Rav Huna bar Chiyama Satachta, which is Balzac. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Shemen Zayit Shalai Vishlish. And Tanya Rav Yudah Amar Anfikanon Shemen Zayit Shalai Vishlish. So why would they use it? Is if it's a lower quality, why did they use it? And we were trying to talk about how incredible the treatment was of these girls for Achashverosh. Ah, Lama Sachinato, because it's depilatory. So it works very well for smoothing the skin and removing hair. Ein mevi in min agargarin shenashru b'mai. Tanur Rabbanan says the brighter shemen zayit that was kavush, shaluk, sharui, v'shal shemarim. So if you make oil out of olives that had already been salted, or they were boiled for a long time, or they're soaked in water, or for that matter, these are just the leftovers of a previous run of making olive oil, or anything that is affected by a bad smell, reach ra lo yavi, vima vi pasul. And of course, we know already Rabbah's question, yigdisho mahu, shilakelav mishum ba'almum. Do we say, even the pasuk ba'almum dami, or perhaps the iser of akdesh ba'almum, that's the oraita that makes b'chai of a lav, and malkut is ein ba'almum ela b'veima, as it's mentioned in the Farish. Tekun. Ein mevim lo mibeta, zivalim lo mibeta, shalachim lo mibeta ilan, vimevi kasher, keitzaru oseh, Nara Shana Rishana, Bishana Shnia Zora, Bishana Shana Zora, Kanva Pesach, Shivim Yom, Vuos a solid Miruba, Ketzer, Bodeka Gizbar, Machnisi Adolatochan, Alaba Avak, he sends it back, Psula Ajina Fena again, Vimitlia Psula. Ketzer, Osan, Nara Shana Rishana, how do we read that? Iboilo, Echikama, Nara Shana Rishana, Vishnia, Nara and Zora, or is the word Nara only Shana Rishana? And the Shnei Azorah below Nara at all. Tashma, the Tanya Rav Yossi, Avchitik Urzai, Vikvarachim, Yimalea, Shehen, Sibuchot, Yerushalayim, O Yimevim Yen, Lefishen Mevina, Ta Omer Elam Nasadot, Hamudramot, Vehamenunarot, Lekach, specifically, Shebehen Lechama Zorachat, Behen Lechama Shokat, Ketzadu Ose, Nara Shalar Rishana, Ushnei Achoresh, Vishone, Vizorak Olam Lepesach Shivim Yom, and then it's Osekana Zeret, and she bullets Zeratayim, the Kotzer, Umyamer, Vidash, Vizore, Uvorer, Vitochen, Umraket, Umeviatil Gizbar, and presents it. Gizbar Machnis Yadolatocha, Imataba Avako Merlo, take it back. Chazorvana Faotashnia. Mishum Rabbi Natan, that's the Gizbar himself. Was the finishing touch. He would be sach yador shemen, umachlis v'tocha, again and again, ad shemale kol avaka, and then it would be completely clean for solet. But anyway, for us, what's important is that katani miyat, chorej v'shone. No, v'lataime, the matnita doesn't say anything about shone, so obviously, the brighter that katani shone is a different shita. No, halakasha. Kan ba'avodah, kan b'sheina avodah. That I could answer. But I'm not sure, obviously. My haviyala. Toshma t'tanya nar chetzia v'zorea chetzia, nar chetzia v'zorea chetzia. So you do not need a separate charisha. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Ein mevin et ha'omer, ela min ha'sadot amudramot sh'beretzilo sh'bem chama zorachat u'me'en chama shoka. Tanya amyachah b'shol omer, Omer Ayaba mi bikat beit makla, kebeit shalosh sa'in haita, sadem mudremet haita, bar chama zorachat, bimena chama shokat, nar chetzia, zorea chetzia, nar chetzia, zorea chetzia. Rav Chilki bar Tuvi actually had a kind of the era in his own property, which was nar chetzia, zorea chetzia, nar chetzia, zorea chetzia, v'yavda al-chad trey, u'mezavene l'chite l'simida, which is for solid. V'yim itliya psula, tam rabban solid, chitliya ruba psula, or even chitin chitli a ruban. Psula by Rabbi Yirmiyah, when you say ruban, are you referring to each grain? Or is it just most of the grains in the sa'ah? Take it. Boy, Rabbi. Yigdishan ma'ashi lakele yamishum ba'amun. came in the pasuk ba'amun davi adilba in ba'amun ela bivema teker. Zanatam kolechinim tzibotolat pasul agavim bizbea. Omer shmula shemel alach avayavish goro vikasher. Boy, Rabbi, yigdishu ma'ur shilakela mishum ba'amun. Do we say, even the pasuk ba'amun davi adilba in ba'amun ela bivema teker? Takoa alf alashem and abasholam ashni ala regev beivar ayardin. Kol ha'aratzot ha'yukshirot, ela mikan ha'yum mevi'im. Ein mevi'im lo mibet ha'zavalim, ve lo mibet ha'shilachim, ve lo mima sh'nizura b'nihem, v'im mevi kasher. Ein mevi'im ha'dfakaton, or ha'dfikanon, im mevi kasher. Ein mevi'im min ha'gargrin sh'nash b'mayim, ve lo mida kevashim, ve lo mina shilukim, and there mevi pasul. Vashlach yoav tekoa, v'ikach misham isha chachama. Ma ishna tekoa? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, מתוך שרגילים בשמן זית, חוכמה מצויה בהם. תן רבנו ותובל בשמן רגלו זה חלקו של אשר שמושך שמן כמעיין. אמרו, פעם אחת נצטרכו להם אנשי לוטקיה לשמן. מינו להם פומוסטוס אחד, אמרו לו, לך ובא לנו שמן במבי הריבו. הולך לירושלים, אמרו לו, oh, we're not that much, לך לצור. הלך לצור, oh, no way, אמרו לו, לך לגוש חלב. הלך לגוש חלב, אמרו לו, yeah, go to George over there. The son of Allah, מצור שיהו, זק תחת זיתיו, it is dressed in tatters. אמרו לו, יש לך שמי הריבו שאני צריך לו? Yeah, yeah, but I'm busy, I'm daily, עד שסיים מלאכתי. אם דין עד שסיים מלאכתו, לך יסיים מלאכתו, אפשר כלב, בחורב. Oh, you must sack a little bit there. I'm like, are you serious? Yes, Hashem and Meir Ibo. It's a joke, right? Kim and Duma Anish is Chok Zachakubi Ayudim. Kim and Jigia Liro. Utsiyalo Shivchato Kum Kumu Shalchami and Rachat Boyad of Raglob. Utsiyalo Sefal Shal Zahav Meloya Shemen. Vitaval Boyad of Raglob. Lekayma Shinema. Vitovel Bishemen Raglo. Liacha Shaklu Vishato. My dad lo Hashem and Meir Ibo. I'm like, you need any more? I'm like, I do. How am I going to pay for it? I'm like, if you want to take it, take it. I'll go with you and take it. I'm like, I'll show you in 18 years. I'm like, I'll show you a man who is not a man, not a man, not a man, not a man in Israel, who is not a man. If you come to the Lord, you can see the Lord, what a genius. I'm like, it's not doing me. It's for that who buy me. I'm like, I'll show you with a man. And now I owe him for another 18 years. I'm like, יש מתאשר ואין קול, מתרושש ואון רב. אין מביאים לו מבית הזבלים ותניה, אין מביאים אפיקנון ומביא פסול, מפני שהוא שרף ביהו מצלני ושמן. אומר רבי יוסף לו קשה, רבי חייה רבי שמן בר, רבי חייה held that it was useless, he would throw it out, זורק לי. רבי שמן בר רבי מטאבל לסימנך, עשירים מקבצים. שישה חודשים משמן המור. מה שמן המור הבינו ברכתי? אמר סעד קטה. רבי ירם ביבר אב אמר שבן זית שלא הביא שליש. תניה נעמי אחי רבי ירם אמרן פקנן שמן זית שלא הביא שליש. למה זכין אותו? שמשאיר את השיער ומעדן את הבשר. אין מביאים מן הגרגרין שנשו במים. תנו רבנו שמן זית כבוד שלוק שרוי. אור של שמרים או ריח רע לא יביא מביא פסול. Boy, Rabbi, in that case, Yigdisho, Marshi Lakela Mishum Ba'amun, do we say, give it a posel, it's equivalent of Ba'amun Tamit, or in Ba'amun, Ella, the listed Bumi Bivema, Tekun.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
I think he's listening on his computer. So he said he was already ahead of us. He said we should catch up quickly. He's done the best we got. His wife is doing the shopping and the duty free, and he's sitting and learning in the airport.
He's better off.
That's the way it should be.
Maybe if the rabbi wears a captain's hat, we all dress up as stewards.
Oh, there we go. I should have borrowed one from him. Okay, we're holding at the Mishnah on that Pei Hei Amid Aleph.
And the Heilige Mishnah.
In Meivin, lo mi beit hadvalim, velo mi beit hashlachim, velo mi beit hayulan. We cannot bring the solace from an office from a place that requires fertilization, because that way it means that the sota is not naturally fertile, besides which the materials used for zevel, according to some, leave some bad flavor in the grain. Velomi beit hashlachim, nor from a field that requires artificial irrigation, for the same reason that it's not as fertile. Velomi beit hailan, or not from a place where there are ilanot growing, in which the grain is planted between the ilanot, because there's too much shade and there's too much of the nutrients that are going to the trees. Nonetheless, in all of these cases, im hevi kasher. It's not that it passes, but it's not as the best that we're looking for. Ketzad hu oseh, what's the correct way to have a field that grows grain from an office? Nira shana rishana, you should leave the field near, meaning that you plow it, but you don't plant it. Ubashana shnia zor'a kodem lepesach shivin yom. You plant it in the second year. Now, it's not clear whether you're supposed to re-plow it or not, like Gemara is going to discuss, but by the time, it's 70 days before Pesach, and now it's time for the sun to get strong enough to start giving some energy here to your plants. That's when you plant it. Vuoses solet meruga, and that way you get a lot of high-quality solet out of it. Ketzad bodeka gizbar, how is the gizbar bodek, the solet, to see whether it's the proper quality? Magnis yado letocha, he sticks his hand into the container of the solet, ala ba'avak psula, if there's any dust on it from flour, you can forget about it, because then that means it hasn't been properly processed to get rid of all of that that dusty flour. Achi and Athenon, you'd have to go through now another Nipui, and remember the way we did the Nipui, we went back and forth between the various types of filters so that we could end up with the solet without any floury residue on it. And in the event that was Hitliya, either the Chitim or the we found in the solet itself, it would be possible. The Metzias. The Metzias is as close as your local farina. Solet is not flour. Solet is cream of the wheat. Doesn't have any flour in it. Which is why we had to go back and forth in the... because we don't want... It's not that we keep getting thinner. Because if we get thinner, then we end up without the solet. So we need to get rid of the junk, and we need to get rid of the kema. And then we're left with the solet. I think cream of wheat is made out of the same thing.
Farina,
yeah. Or samida, as it's called in the Gemara. Ketzad osa. So how exactly do you do it, says the Mishnah. The Mishnah suggests the shana rishana yunira, and then the shniya yurzora. It's not clear from the Mishnah Bible. What exactly does the Tana say? That nira?
Hanukkah, the first year, and then the Shana Acheres, maybe has to do with Meirah.
Ellie will be very happy for the name of his child, Meirah, based on this issue. The Shana Shniya, Meirah v'Zorah, so does the Tana mean that the second year, once again, you do a Zriya, I mean, you do a Harisha, and your Zoreya? Maybe you don't require any further Harisha in the second year, and you utilize the Harisha of the first year. Toshma, let's bring a riot from the following price. At the time, Yomer of Yossi, Ab Chiti Kurziyim Kvar Achim, you should know that the wheat that grow in Korazim or in Kvar Achim, Il Malay Shehin Smuchot Yerushalayim, if it wouldn't be that they were so close to Yerushalayim, in which case they're still in a mountainous area. How you may be imehem, they're high quality, we would have brought from them. The fishein may be imet haomer elemen asadot hamaduramot. You have to bring the omer from the most southerly sadot, that have more sun exposure, the hamenunarot, and they have to also be sadot that were left near, so that you had plowed them without planting. Lekach shebehen chama zorachat umehem chama shokat. The reason is because this way, at that location, you have the sun basically rising and setting without anything in the way. Ketzad osa, how do you manage it? Nira shana rishana ushniya choreish. Now, apparently there's a new harisha in the second year. Vishoner, and now you redo the harisha yet again. So there's a very well, what?
Drained.
The harisha isn't for draining, it's for breaking up the soil. So it will be very well plowed. And then you go ahead and your zor'ah, and now kodem lepesach shivim yom, kedei shetehei smucha lechama. This way you will be planting right at the time that the sun is getting strong for the grain. And the result is that oseh kana zeret b'shibolet zratai. You'll end up with grain that is one-third straw, and two-thirds of the length will be covered with grains. V'kotzer, u'ma'amer, v'dash, v'zoreh, u'borer, v'tochein, u'mrakeid, and then maybe it's a gizbar. Now you're finally ready to present what you've got to the gizbar. The gizbar matnis yadol tochar, puts his hand in, imalta ba'avak, if there's any dust from kemach on it, omer lo, he says, what you bringing me over here? Chazor v'nafer oto, get back to work, buddy. And then shniyad, go do it again. Mishum edinatanam, Rabbi Nosson says, actually, what the gizbar does is he puts oil on his hand. Yisach yadoshem. Umbaknis l'tocha. He puts his hand into the grain, rubs it around. Ad shemale kol afkat, whatever leftover bits of kemach dust were left on it will get stuck to his hand, and that way he himself aids in the final preparation of the grain for the mincha.
Will not the actual soda get stuck as well?
No.
The bowl get stuck as well?
No. I mean, that you can rub off, but the dust will stick.
And the oil will get into the...
No, 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 even if it does, Lenora.
I still eat cream of wheat.
What's that?
I don't eat cream of wheat, so...
We'll send you the real body. She's very good at making cream of wheat.
The only good part about the hospital
is that we had. No, in the hospital they managed to kill even the cream of wheat. I don't know how. Anyway, but note that it says over here, Katanim Yes Charish Rishonah. It says over here that in the second year you do the Harisha and you do it, redo it. So obviously the way to understand the Tana of the Mishnah is that when he said Nirash and Harishonah, he meant, and of course, the second year you'll do your normal Harisha followed by Yizriah. Asks the Gemara, what kind of rhyme is that? By the time it what? You think that you're able to square this brisa with the Mishnah? The Mishnah doesn't say anything about Shona. I mean, how can a Tana have been leaving the concept of Nira, Shona, Rishona, Ubishniya? So the most we would say Bishniya, there's also Nira, meaning a new Harisha. What happened to the Shona? So anyway, the brisa doesn't fit the Mishnah. Because the Tana completely left out the idea that it needs to be reworked twice. The bride's a Katani Shana. So you're going to bring a riot from this bride's an indication of the meaning of this Mishnah. A holokash. That's really not a problem. Because what you could learn is like this. That Kan Ba'abudah and Kan B'She'ina Abudah. That was the Mishnah might be talking about a case where you had a field that was already avuda, was already worked on, and therefore you only need to do one time harisha, and that way you end up with your harisha, double harisha, and the meaning would be then to imply that then the second year gets that double, the use of the double harisha from the first year. Whereas the brisa might be talking about where the field had not been avuda before, which case it needs more work at breaking up the ground and the hard parts of it. And therefore there's not really any way to know whether maybe the brisa would have agreed that if you would have had to do double the work the first year, then maybe you could have used it even for the second year. So the whole thing is very unclear. So my Havilah, well, what's the bottom line then in how to understand the Mishnah? Tashma, the real meaning is actually neither. We were wrong on both counts. We misunderstood. The Braisa makes it much clearer what's happening. Nir chetziah v'zoreah chetziah. Nir chetziah v'zoreah chetziah. What you do is you alternate years. You're choresh, the whole thing. You then plant half of it, leaving the other part unplanted. The next year, you alternate, and the half that you had planted the year before, you only do nir. And this year, you plant the part that you had been nir, meaning choresh, the year before. So basically, it's allowing you to use your previous chalisha, and what it means is that you alternate the parts of the field, and that way you give it a chance to recover its nutrients. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, in Medim et HaOmer, Elam Nasadot HaMedura Mocheh Beretz Yisrael, Shebehem Chama Zorachat, Umehem Chama Shokat, and the Shita continues on with the Brisa's words also of Nir Chetziah V'Zoreah Chetziah, Nir Chetziah V'Zoreah Chetziah, and the Maimer of Rabbi Yochanan himself, in which case you could say Tanya Nami Hachi, because that's what it adds here in the Brisa. Otherwise, take out the Nami Hachi and you say Tanya. Abu Shaul Omer, Omer Hayabami Bikat Beit Mikla, and that was an area of Kibat Shalosh Sa'im Haita. V'Sada Mudremet Haita, it was a very southerly field. Uba Chama Zorachat, Mimena Chama Shukat, Nir Chetziah, Zoreah Chetziah, Nir Chetziah, Zoreah Chetziah. Rav Chilkia Bar Tzuvi had himself a little piece of land, Havilei Karna De'ara, and he did this for himself. Nir Chetziah, Zoreah Chetziah, Nir Chetziah, Zoreah Chetziah. The Avda Al-Khatra, he got double the output that anybody else got. Umaz Ben Elechitim was Samida, and he was able to sell his chitim for Samida, which is what you use solet for. V'imix Lia Psula, Tan Rabban at Solet, Sheet Lia Ruba Psula. The chitim Sheet Lia Ruban Psula. So it's not clear when you say Ruban what you're referring to. By Rabirmia, Barov Chita, Barov Sa'ar. We're saying that if most of the chita itself was eaten away, each chita? Or does it mean that you found in most of the satolaim that you can't use any of the chitim? That's take, that's not clear what was meant. But of course, over here, the idea is that a psul, something that makes it lower quality, gets to a point which becomes similar to a mum, would be in a behemah, and it's not suitable already. So we said, things that weren't 100% the highest quality are not the chatchila, but it's karsher. The same way that Rishwakish pointed out of the Hema Kachusha. But something that has an actual pagam, a tolat, is mamash a pagam. That's similar to a balmum, which leads us to the next question, by Rava. What if you went ahead and you were magnish such things to the Beis HaMikdash? Maushi lakele em mishum balmum. Does it actually have a din that you would get malchus on it, the same way you would get Malchus Gemara Darshan's Chamisha Ladin b'Balmum, that it's even also to be Magdish a Balmum. So is it Mamish and Yisr Lam? Do we say even the Pasil? Since the Psula of here comes from a Pagam, so it's the equivalent of a Balmum, I mean, you know, obviously the Torah doesn't list the Mumim of Chitim, but still, it's similar to a Balmum and a Behema. Do we say that the whole concept of mum qua mum, as opposed to something that is begeder hakrivan ala pechasecha, it's not proper and so on, but do we say that as a pagan, mum mamish is only a behemah? Take it. That's not clear whether mum, the behemah, was meant to be a model for mum in Baikotrim in general. It's non-hasam. Thank you so much. It's non-hasam. Kol eitz shenim tzabo tola'at pasul agave mizbeah. Now we know, we saw before that according to Rebbe, that eitzim have a din of a karban, and you do kamicha on eitzim, you remember? And the question is, therefore, since it says that in the dir ha'eitzim, they have people that would check the wood, and if you found a tola'at in the wood, it was unusable, it was possible for the Mizbeah. And Shmuel explained that that's dafka, the wood was lach. So over there, you can't really take out the impact of the worm. If it's yavesh, So find whatever area had a worm and it doesn't affect the rest of the wood. Then go a row, you cut off that area of a kosher, the rest is kosher. In any event, what concerns us is again by Rava. Apparently this is the Geta, but Tosfos says there's got to be a Tzrichas in these various abayas, because we're going to have the same type of abaya later on also, the Gavi Shemen, whether there's an Isser of Balmum Mamish. So over here, okay, Mistama, it would be assuming that there is a din of Balmum, Lagabi Menachas, would you extend the concept of Balmum even in a non-living thing, like dead wood? So, okay, and especially now that we say Diyavish. So, Boy Rava, Igdisho Maushi Lakela Mishum Balmum. Do we say, given the apostle, this is also a Balmum Dom, in the same way that you would have to knit it from it? So it's the equivalent of a carbon with a moon? Odume in Balmum Ela Bive Ma. Take. To koa is alpha la shemen. Of course, we'll use Greek when it comes to shemen. So when you're looking for the absolute, the alpha, shab alpha, you go to Tekoa to buy shemen, which is in the chelek of Asher, who is the tovel of the shemen raglot. Abishol says, well, there's also a beta when it comes to shemen. And that Shniela Regev Beva Hayardain, and Eva Hayardain, Chevel Argov, apparently is Regev, is also very high quality oil. I could see Barnea revving up here to go, revving up to go.
It's called Ajlun.
Ajlun.
So delicious.
Okay, there we go. Kolar at Sota Yukshelot. The truth is, you could bring high quality shaman from anywhere. Lemikana, you may be in. Ein Mevin, Lomi Beta Zivalim, Lomi Beta Shelachim. You don't bring shemen either from a makam that requires fertilization artificially or irrigation artificially. And here we have the opposite case of before. We were talking about the grain that grows between trees. You can't use trees that has grain growing between them because it saps some of the necessary nutrients. V'imevi kasher. Ein mevi'in an pikanon. Now, pikanon was used as a depilatory, and it was made out of unripe olives. Our gear says vimhevi kasher. Not everyone has his gears. We'll see what's in there later on in the Gemara. Ein mevi'in min hagargarin shenashru b'mayim. You don't bring from the olives that fell into water. Now, some learn that these are two different things. Gargarin means olives that fell, so they weren't on the tree the whole time. And then they would require, anyway, to be mafik shemen from them, either some type of additional thing that have to be soaked, or that have to be put into salt, that have to be boiled. In other words, so these mayim, kvashim, shlukim would be part of the description of the gargarin. But I mean, the idea is the same. In any case where other things were done to it, that ruins the quality of the oil. So that's when you have a little water mixed in it, or you would have salt, or it was heated. In all of these cases, he may be pasul, it's no longer kosher, the klal. Vayishlach Yoav to Koa, when Yoav was looking for a smart lady to deal with David's problems with his family, so the only psychologist he could find, he sent to Tekoa to find. Why is that? Vayikach Misham Isha Chachama, Maishna Tekoa. So why did he find the Isha Chachom and Tekoa? The Greeks aren't known for Chokma for no reason. So the Simon of Chokma is Shemen Zayit. So therefore, he sent Tekoa.
Dafka Shemen, not
Zayit. Yeah, Dafka Shemen. Zayit is not very good for your... Tana Rabbanan. The Tovel B'Shemen Raglo refers to the Chelek of Asher and Yisrael. Shemoshech Shemen Kimayan. There you've got oil that flows like a spring. Omru, they tell a story of Pam Achach Mitzvukulam Amshem Lutkia B'Shemen. B'Shemen. There was once a time in which the people from Lutkia, pardon me? What?
Latakia in Syria.
Latakia. There we go. So there we have a place that was apparently very rich. Very rich, and they were in need of a great deal of high-quality oil. So minulahem pumustus echa, they hired this fancy, high-quality buyer, an international businessman. And Amruma, they told him, he was a goy, Lecha velanu shemen b'mea ribu. We're looking for importing oil to the tune of mea ribu. Mea ribu is a million. I mean, in those days, there's a lot of terms. You're talking about $10 million worth of oil. And so this was a rather major purchase. So they hired a guy who knew his stuff. Halak li Yerushalayim, so he went to Yerushalayim to see if he could get that kind of deal. Amru lo lech l'tzur, you ain't going to find that kind of that amount of oil here. Go to Tzur. He went to Tzur, they said the only place they got that is in Gush Halav. Halak li Gush Halav. Gush Halav, the sellers over there said they can't, there's no way they could fill an order like that. But lech etzal ploni l'sada alaz. Go to Joe, and he's got a field over there in the corner, and talk to him. So he goes to Joe. He finds the guy sitting there. He's a farmer who's sitting there digging under his zeitin to hollow out an area around the tree. And he's like, he's already starting to feel it's a little bit of a joke. I'm talking about major agribusiness. They sent me to this schmo. So he said, excuse me, but Yesh Lashem and the Mayor Rebu, you have like $10 million worth of oil to sell me. Shani Tzarek. I'm like, hey buddy, I'm telling you, I should say I'm like, I'm busy. Will you hold on, please? So the guy sits there like an idiot. Tina Chisi Yimalak, though. He waits until the guy finishes his work. Liakha Chisi Yimalak, he finishes his work. He takes his little pack, slings it behind his shoulder. I mean, now the guy's convinced this is some kind of itinerant workman or something. And he's walking along by a masakel above a derech, and as he's walking, he doesn't waste a minute. He sees a stone in the way, picks up a stone, and throws it to the side. And he's not wasting words. I mean, speaking about that type of term, New Englanders, this guy's not saying anything. So the guy says to him again, Yesh Hashemen b'mea ribo, you have $1 million worth, or $10 million worth of oil? Oh man. Kimiduma nisha sachaku v'yehudim, I think the Jews played a good one on me. Sent me to this idiot to buy $10 million worth of oil. Kivanchi yigia v'yiro, he comes into his town. Hotsiyo shivchato kumkumo shochami. He's got this shivcha, brings him some hot coffee and some hot water. Brachatzlo yadav v'raglav. Then Otzilo sefer shel zahav. She brings him this golden container. Malei hashemen v'tovo bo yadav v'raglav. L'kayim hashemen v'tovo b'shemen raglav. Anyway, Mayak v'shachlo v'shach. So he sits, he eats with this guy. Mada v'shemen v'mei aribo. He measures out $10 million worth of oil. You need any more? A small order, but actually, I did need more. I was only done. They couldn't afford to send more money with me. It's no problem. You take what you need. I'll walk along with you. That's all done out. When I get the root here, we'll collect. So Mada Hashem and Bishmona Asaribo, he puts about another 180,000 worth of it. Omer, they say about that order that Lo Iniach Oto Ish Lo Sus Lo Pered Vol Gamal Vol Chamor Beretz Yisrael Shlo Sachro. The guy rented every rental car and vehicle in the country in order to get this shemen out of the country. Kivanchi Giel Hiro, he comes into his town, he's got this long procession of vehicles behind him. Yatsu Anshe Hiro Lakaus, everybody comes out to cheer. There's never seen anything like it. Omalahan, he says, man, I didn't do anything. Lo Likilsun, Lizesha by me. It's this guy over here, Shemada Bishema Bishema Bene Arriba. And now no Shabi Bishmana Sariba. I still owe him for another 180,000. The kayei majinema yesh mit asher ve'inko. There's people who show off like they're multimillionaires. They don't have a dime in the bank. Mitrosheish. There's other people. They act like this poor guy. Von Rav. The guy's a multimillionaire. Amar mishnu. Mayor Goldberg. Unbelievable guy. Guy is a multimillionaire. He owns half of Oakland, San Francisco. That's a rich guy. And you want to go meet him, you find out about this is when he's in his 90s. find him up on the roof fixing holes in the roof and built these things. That's all on his own. Schlepping up. He's not going to spend $20 to get somebody to do it.
That's why he's a multimillionaire.
Mommy.
You say it, but you have to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, your mommy should have it. Ain't maybe in Romy Beta Zivali. Now, the Mishnah, there's two ways of reading actually this Gemara. The Mishnah says, Ein mei vien am pikanon. And I said, our girsa indeed is vien mei vi kasher. If you bring on pikanon, it's kasher. In which case, the question the Gemara asks is very simple. Vatanya, Ein mei vien am pikanon, vien mei vi parker. So that's, how do we explain that in terms of the Mishnah? If you don't have in the Mishnah the list, the Rabbeinu Tam has our Girsa. Rashi did not have our Girsa, and so he has a different understanding of what the Kasha is over here. There's also another Girsa which asks it, as if the Mishnah didn't say anything, and asks it as Tir and the Brightest, because here it says, Imei Vipasum Mipneshu Saraf, because it isn't oil at all. It's only basically muhal, in other words, it's a liquid that is, it comes from olives, but because they are unripe, so they're immature olives, it's like a saraf, like you get from other pears. It doesn't have a din of oil. In which case, the kasha is why listed among the shimonim that are a problem. It's bichlal, not a shemen. So Tosfos brings in his Rashi, that's what the girsa was. There's also another girsa over here that has what was in the parentheses that should come after Mipnei Shu Saraf. V'hatanya, we ask the question of Imei Vi Kasher. So this would be according to those who didn't have the girsa of the Mishnah, Imei Vi Kasher. So it becomes a steer in the brises, direct steer in the brises. In any event, there's three levels to the question. Omer Yezu Lo Kasher, HaRebi Chi HaRebi Shuvim BaRebi. L'maisa, there are different ways of treating on Pikanon. Rabbi Chia was zorikle. He didn't used to use it. Tosfos says it doesn't mean literally zorikle to throw it out, because it has other uses, as we'll see. But it means he didn't need it. And Rabbi Shimon Barevi used to be metabel in it as a dip. V'simonecha ashirin mekamtsin. The simon, remember who did what, is rich people are always very stingy. So Rabbi Shimon, who grew up in the bayit of Rebbe, who was a multimillionaire, he wasn't going to throw out the amphitheans. He used it to be table. Rabbi Chia, who didn't have any money, he threw it out. Now, Shisha Chadoshi B'Shemen Hamor, which relates already to Chanukah to Purim, this is the perfect post-Chanukah Gemara. My Shemen Hamor, Rabbeinu Bar Chiya Omer Satkita, it's a reference to myrrh, and Rabbi Yemei Bar Abba is that it's no, it's in fact it's on piknon, which is Shemen Zayit Shelo Evi Shlish, which is used as a depilatory, as Tanya, it says in the Brisa Rabbi Yemei, on piknon is Shemen Zayit Shelo Evi Shlish, Lama Sachinoto, Shemen Shirat HaSe'ah, it takes off hair, Ume'adenet HaBasar, and it softens the skin. Ein Mevi'in Min HaGargarin Shenashru B'mayim, Tonarabana Shemen Zayit Kavush Shaluk Sharui Vishel Shimarim Vishel Reahura. Anything that you needed to do to the oil in order to get it to come out, or if it had a bad smell to it, or it came from the Shimarim, which is a loose way of referring to, say we have lees in wine, you can have the leftovers of the olives that are similar to shmarim after they've been squeezed. So you use them now to be mefik, a second level of oil. Boyevi. Vimevi pasu. Boy rabba, in this case also, what would be the din of Igidishu? Marshi alakealav mishum ba'amun. Again, Tosfos says he doesn't know the tzrichas. And the stammer, there's some tzrichas of why we ask in these three different cases the same question. Whether there's an isra balmum on a shemen that isn't kosher. Do we say kiven the apostle it's kibalmum dom you get malchus? Or do main balmum ala bibehema? Take